was just going to ask you, I know Chris had the big late run last week against Chicago, but outside of that, were you pleased in general with the...
You know, you take that run out, and he had 15 carries for 61 yards. Yeah. You know, if we don't turn the ball over, we're playing pretty well. I mean, the first play of the game is a 23-yarder, and we fumble it. Then we come back later in the second half, and we throw a 19-yarder on the same exact play. We come out in the second half, and we go down and score. But when you play a good team, you cannot have mistakes. And interceptions and turnovers will get you beat. And, you know, as a coach, you say, well, we're getting better. And, you know, then you turn the ball over. But I thought from a game plan standpoint, I thought that the guys – did a nice job with the run game. There was a good, you know, philosophy there in the run game. We hurt them. Chicago went from one defense to six. And so, you know, we're very disappointed in the game, but you just can't turn the ball over. And that's the biggest problem. I mean, I can't say to you, hey, the run game wasn't good or the pass game wasn't good. Our fumbling and turnovers is what killed us.
You ever had a game like that? I mean, what was your reaction?
Oh, yeah. I was in Cleveland. We came down here. They turned the ball over. Tennessee turned the ball over seven times. But they turned it way down the other end, and we weren't good enough to drive the length of the field and put it in. So, you know, if you're in coaching long enough, you walk both sides of the street on that.
Jake, looks like he's coming back on Sunday. I mean, do you try to put him in a position where he doesn't re-injure himself, or you just got to turn him loose and let him play? I mean, obviously tell him to get the ball out, don't run in certain situations?
You know, that decision will be made later in the week after, you know, today's practice. But, you know, he's a competitor. I mean, you know, if the medical people had cleared him 2 weeks ago, he'd be in at Munch's office first thing in the morning, saying, hey, I'm ready to play. And, you know, he's a competitor, and, you know, you can talk about, you know, limiting this and limiting that, but he's going to go back and play the game the way he's played it all along.
Can his timing be disrupted on all the option routes that you guys have from missing 5 weeks or so? Damian said yesterday it's something where he could just bounce back and come in right away.
I don't know if you come back right away. I don't know that you'll notice it as a spectator or, you know, a fan or a sports writer or something like that. I think now from a coaching standpoint, you know, it's like anything. There's a rhythm and there's a timing in all of the routes. And that's true in most offenses. And the timing and rhythm. I think Dahl Loggins has done a nice job keeping him in balance and throwing the ball. When he threw the 7-on-7 the last 2 weeks for the scout team, I thought he threw the ball very, very well. But, you know, you're looking at a card, and sometimes there's a circle on the card to throw the ball here. But, you know, I think it'll be a little bit off, but I think he'll get up to speed very, very quickly.
How many weeks does that take to get back?
You know, each guy is different. You know, I know when, like, if your first string quarterback goes down, you'd like him to go down early in the season because your backup has gone through all those reps in practice and, you know, still has something of the timing factor involved. The longer the season goes on, I think it's more difficult to get back in rhythm or to, you know, throw the ball on time because you just don't get enough reps. And it's normally each guy is different, and it will be determined once you get into live competition how that unfolds.
Has he done a pretty good – I mean, obviously he was injured the second time when didn't recognize, I guess, the guy was coming from the outside. I mean, has he spent the last 5-6 weeks even zeroing in more on what to be prepared for? How's he been at that as a whole?
No, he's excellent. You know, he takes mental reps during the practice all the time. Quarterback stand with Dahl. And, you know, what would you do here? What would you do there? And they try to get a mental rep on the reading, the coverage, and where they're going to throw it. So I think from that standpoint, you know, he's been very good.
I think this Dolphins run defense compared to some of the
Very much so. I think, what are they, third in the league against the rush. They do a very, very nice job of filling their gaps. And the thing is, they've done it for 9 weeks against some pretty good teams. They're a solid, solid defense. Now, I think overall, what are they, 24th? And it doesn't, what you see on film doesn't equate out to a defense that's ranked 24th. I think they're much better than that.
That Deuce play on that.
Did a nice job. You know, it takes a long time to run around that guy. You know, he's a big human being, and, you know, when he hits somebody, they normally stop, you know. So he did a very, very nice job. We were very pleased with him.
Mike Munchak seemed to have said a couple times that he just brings a little bit, maybe energy. He seems like a little bit different than the mold of the offensive lineman sometimes, personality-wise. Is that noticed anything like that?
He has an energy, and he has a toughness. He has a swagger about himself, and I think that's good. I think it was good for the room, and I think it's good for the group up there.
With any way that comes out in particular, the energy and the swagger?
Just the way he plays the game. You know what I mean? It's like any profession. You know, when you sit in a press box, there's guys that have energy in writing the story. You know them. You really can't put your finger on it, but you know that in your profession, this guy is, you know, he's different. And this guy enjoys the game. He enjoys life. You know, any guy that will wear a suit to a Saturday night meeting tells you he's a little different.
What do most guys wear on a Saturday night meeting?
Shorts and not a t-shirt and a collared shirt, you know. He's taking it to a whole new level.
What kind of suit was it?
Nice suit. I think he was just really too lazy to change. But that's...
We won't add that part.
Yeah.
You feel like you guys are on the verge of maybe finding some more consistency as an offense, and what's it like when you kind of been off and on like you have this year?
It's a sign of a young team. Yeah. It's a sign of injuries. You know, we've had four guys placed on IR off the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, Kenny Britt's coming back from an injury that each week he gets a little bit better. You got Kendall, who's a rookie. But to the average fan, you say, well, hey, he's leading the league as a rookie wide receiver. Well, that's true, but there's some things that he has to refine, and he's working at it very, very hard. And as a coach, you know you have to go through this. I mean, you know, you look at the Giants. Manning was a bust in his fourth year, okay? I was going to work for Tom Coughlin. I had some other opportunities. Tom's a friend of mine. I go to work. We think we're still getting fired in December and wind up winning the Super Bowl, okay? So the development of players takes the same amount of time before salary cap and after salary cap. And you have to go through it. And it's a difficult time. It's a difficult time for fans. But, you know, Mike Munchak didn't take over a playoff team. You know, there's some things that he has to change and do, and he's doing a good job at it. And you can see from a coaching standpoint, there's times where we look very, very good, and there's times where we stub our toes.
I mean, you're hoping everybody has patience, you know, no matter who this, it is, but you can't have too much patience in this league. But
there's no patience in this league. It's a microwave league. You know, I want it now.
Yeah.
Okay? But the organizations like the Steelers and people like that, they just keep plugging guys in because they have the same philosophy. They have the same type of player they're looking for. I mean, Troy Brown was the receiver in New England, and Belichick wants a guy just like that, so he goes out and gets Welker. And then he's got another guy that's going to take Welker's place, all lined up, ready to go. That's how organizations maintain their edge as far as competition is concerned. When you start changing the coach every 2-3 years, you got a hard-nosed coach because the team is too soft. Now players don't respond to him. Now you get a soft coach, and then they don't respond to him. You just keep going back and forth. You know, we have the makings of becoming a good team with time.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, sir.